Yeah, right. So they were.
They're right.
You're over left.
Stage.
Right.
I imagine, Dima, you got your hands on a ball, didn't get the pick, and then you get another opportunity. But that doesn't happen a lot. I imagine you're pretty excited when that ball came.
Yeah, I was so excited for the second one because, you know, not often you get two chances to make a play, and the second one I was able to make that play.
Quayshon, it seemed like at times the quarterback was staring the receiver down. Is that what you saw on your interception?
Honestly, I didn't even see the quarterback. I seen the tip of the ball come out of his hand, but I really didn't see him because the tackles were so big. But we had a coverage where I had that number three, and all I seen was the tip of the ball, and I broke on it and made a play.
Coach Johnson said you came out really fired up. You were one of the few guys on the defense that seemed to be really fired up in the early part of the game. Is there anything in particular that...
Well, it's just simple. I wasn't happy with my performance last week. I mean, I honestly didn't play good at all, and I wanted to change that up, you know, help my team out. I could definitely could have helped us out a lot last week, and I didn't want to let our team down this week.
What was going on with the defense earlier? I know there were a couple of turnovers, but they had a couple of 75-yard touchdown drives also. What was happening out there?
I mean, they threw their whole playbook at us. You know, they threw reverses. And, you know, the deep over got us on one of those touchdowns plays. I mean, those guys just made some good plays. And, you know, we just had to come back through adversity and make plays on the ball as well. So, I mean, I just give credit to them. I mean, it really was nothing that we really did. They just made a play.
Tony, it was kind of a wild game for you. Like, you know, going from the lows of, like, the bad pitch to score two touchdowns. So they kind of talk about your emotions.
I just try to keep a calm state, and you know, the fumble, we talked about it, and we had to get better pitch relationship, and I should have caught the ball. But you know, after that, I wanted to come out and make a play because I let my team down. But they didn't score when that dropped, did they? I think they missed the field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was kind of happy that happened, and I just wanted to come out and make a play, that's all.
Did you know where your family was sitting?
Yeah, they were right behind the field goal post. You couldn't miss them.
So did you get a little wave or look at him at all?
Yeah, when I scored, I waved, and when I came out after halftime, I waved to him, and after the game, I went up there and shook everybody's hand.
What was that like, just to be playing?
It was great, man. There's a lot of people that haven't seen me play ball. They haven't seen me play high school ball or college ball, so it was great to see everybody out there, and it felt really good.
It seemed like two or three guys, you know, slipped on running plays. Was the turf an issue for you guys at all?
I mean, everybody had to go through it, so now it's on.
Were you guys uncertain about this game at all? Because, I mean, you know, them opening up a stadium here, and obviously the weather too, but just what were your thoughts coming into this game? I know a lot of people sort of looked at it as a sort of a dangerous game.
We know it was going to be a dogfight, and we just wanted to come out and play. They're a pretty good team, so give them credit, and they fought.
Keisha, how was the game?
Oh, boy. It reminded me of back when we didn't have an indoor facility and we had just that turf field. Man, that field was cooking, but, you know, everybody has to go through it. So, you know,
that's one thing
judge
I
a man miss. By just, you know, his character, and, you know, fighting through adversity. So everybody had to do it. So just got to buckle up and, you know, do it.
What do you do to try to combat it? Just drinking more or doing anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I give credit to all our water staff or whatnot, all the people. how they kept coming around, just
they did, really.
Keeping us hydrated and kept breaking, you know, Gatorades or whatever. So we definitely kept drinking.
How have you guys felt about the last 2 weeks? On one hand, you're 2-0, and the flip side is your coach was up here a little while ago and he said you guys aren't playing at the standard that he wants you to be playing at. What are your thoughts about right now?
Well, I think that, I mean, we're just building right now. I mean, you get better and better by each game, and I can say honestly that we got better this week. You know, last week the defense struggled, and I feel like the defense came out, you know, did something. We had to shut out the second half. I mean, you know, we were put in some bad situations, but we still responded well. I mean, I think it's just week in and week out, you know, you get better and you get better, you know, and I think that's what Coach Johnson really was trying to say. I mean, you got to take it one game at a time, one, you know, practice at a time, you know, and, you know, stop making all the mistakes and whatnot that we keep making and get better.
Do you need, like, to eat another power bar before the game or something? Because first half, 2 weeks in a row.
Nah, I mean, this hydration is key. I mean, it started from day one throughout the week. Make sure you're hydrated because it's going to be, you know, humid down here in a hot game.
Quayshon, could you tell that
defense was taking the game over, whether like their conditioning wasn't as good as yours or something else that was happening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely could tell. You know, guys were getting amped up. I mean, we knew when we came in the halftime, it was like, yeah, we got their best shot. Now it's time to go out there and dominate. I mean, guys just took the initiative and stepped up and bowled their necks, and you can see the results. I mean, we got a shutout, so, yeah.
Did Coach Roof say anything in particular at the half to you guys?
Oh, nothing. I mean, he just, you know, hyped up about having another second half to, you know, do great things. And other than that, just pretty much ready to go.
Are you guys good with Tony?
I have one more question.
How many people did you have here today?
45, I think.
Are those all people from New Orleans, or you had people coming back from Atlanta?
Mainly everybody from New Orleans, but I had some people from Georgia also.
It was your eighth grade year when you left. Mm-hmm. Where were you going to school there?
St. Augustine. I was going to go to St. Augustine.
Tony, what will you remember most about today?
Getting a W and having my family here. Yeah. Glad we got the win and get to see my family after this. So.
You the long run, you cut it back. Can you kind of describe what happened there?
Well, Justin, he did a great job pitching the ball to me. And I just seen the lane and just cut back. And after that, man, I was tired. And I tried to make a cut on the last guy. I thought DeAndre was going to get into him, but the guy kept backing up from him. And I just tried to make a cut on him. And just kind of went down for me.
You guys good with Tony?
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Right. Justin Thomas.
I hate to make this the first question.
Nah, it is what it is.
First play.
Just, you know, bad ball. That's all I can say. Just learn from it and keep it moving.
What happened at the end of the third quarter? Were you thrown at all by the sound when that horn went off, or did you just a bad throw? Or
poor horn.
I guess you didn't hear. We all thought maybe you.
I guess that answers that question.
Yeah, I guess we maybe all thought you heard the horn, like when the. That was right when you threw the pick.
No, it was just a bad decision.
What did you see from their defense? What were they trying to take away from you?
I don't know. I mean, they were playing a pretty base defense. So, I mean, they were giving us pretty much what we wanted. But we took advantage of it. And some match played, some match played, we didn't.
It seemed like you could run on the perimeter all day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had great – that was just, you know, great blocking on the perimeter. That's all it is. And the perimeter gets, you know, good blocks and they're great as long runs.
It seems like you kind of settle down the longer you're in the game. Are you feeling like maybe you're getting too amped up early in the game or anything like that?
It's just I got to come out and do better. You know, today it's not acceptable, not for me, but I got to do better for us to be successful.
What will you take from out of this game going forward?
For me, I don't want to take nothing out of it. You know, I got to do better. You know, I got to just, you know, stay focused throughout the whole game and just, you know, put this game behind me and keep moving forward.
On the interception, would the smarter play just have been to take a sack or throw it away?
Just, you know, try to make a better play than that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the long run down the sideline, do you think you had scored?
I thought I would. I mean, I felt myself step out, but I know it was just
hoping they didn't see it.
Yeah.
You had there's a third down and long, and you scrambled. Was that a draw? I don't know if you remember or not.
You went up to the left.
I want to say it was. Yeah, if I can remember right, yeah.
How was the heat, and did that affect you guys at all in offense, you think, today?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, we play in it every day in Atlanta. You know, it's just – so, I mean, they had to play in it the same way we did. So, we just, you know, I feel like, you know, the team played great. And we came out here and we got a W, and that's what we came here to do.
Was the footing a little hard? A lot of the A-backs were struggling at times with their just feet would go out from underneath them, like on some of the plays on the pitch.
I don't know. I mean, it could have. You know, it's new turf, you know, just breaking it in. So, I mean, it could.
Nice to meet
could
you.
Have, but.
Appreciate you.
Did a great job of executing on third down, 10 for 12 today. I guess that's something you need to carry forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. You know, if you said 10 out of 12, that's more opportunity that gave us to score and stay on the field. So if we can keep doing that, then we should be in good shape.
Do you feel you did a pretty good job with your options, Rafferty?
I think so. Yeah. You know, when we was all on the same page, it worked out how it's supposed to. It's, you know, so I mean, if you miss some, you get some right, and you just got to keep moving forward.
Is this still getting used to some pitch relationship stuff. I know Tony said that y'all were a little out of sync on the fumble between you two guys, and it seemed like maybe you're a little quick, I guess, for I don't know how else to phrase it. Like, you guys sometimes you get a little out there a little too quickly, I guess. Or
yeah, I mean, that one was on me. I mean, Tony probably said it's on him, but that was on me. You know, I could have strung it out a little bit longer.
Thank you, sir. Nice to meet you.
You know, got more on the perimeter instead of trying to quick pitch it. So, I mean, it's just, you know, something we go get used to after, get better over after a while.
Is that just a game rep thing for you, just getting used to the feel of that in a game?
I mean, not really. I mean, I think we got the feel for it. We've been doing it for so long. So, I mean, it's just something that we just have to correct. That's all.
Did you run any triple option there?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Not very many, though. It didn't seem like.
We did the first half, yes.
Anything else?
All right. Thanks, T. Appreciate it.
That's always hard to tell.